Okay. Now is as good a time as ever.
Okay.
Last couple days, 6 weeks. Give me the highlights.
Naplets, FIPS, runtimes, shell, more FIPS, more naplets, more shells.
You'll have to speak into the microphone.
Sorry. So, 6 weeks. We got naplets, we got niplets, we got more naplets, we got runtimes, we got shells, we got OS level stuff with shells, we got FIPS, we got more FIPS, FIPS over audio, lots of Zazafication or beautification of projects. So all of our sad little projects are now beautified.
sad little nerd UIs.
Yes, yeah, now become beautified. Yeah, and good friends,
Poncha.
Better friendships, ponchas, jams, beautiful walks.
It's very musical, that's right.
Very musical this time. Mm. We had lots of jams. We basically have a band within the cohort now, and wonderful barbecues, lots of meat, and being out with friends. And thankfully, the last week is just about being together rather than the intensity that, you know, we came from. So it's been good, very wonderful.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. You'll have to pick the next person.
Oh man.
6 weeks, last couple days. Give me the highlights. Go.
Highlights. FIPS. Totem. Totem.
Totem.
So much totem. Marmot's working. That's a highlight, even though that's not technically part of the cohort. We're on a pirate ship.
It kind of is. We had a long, you know, from Nippo 4 to Marmot kind of.
Yeah, that's true. We did.
Session
we went
today.
On a, we went on a journey today. There's another flying fish. That's a highlight.
Oh, yeah. It is a flying fish.
Amazing looking.
We saw whales just now.
We saw whales just now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Honestly, yeah, I think the biggest highlight is definitely FIPS and Totem.
Yeah.
I think FIPS just has so much potential.
Tell me your highlights. Flying fish?
Two.
Two flying fish.
What else did we see earlier?
Lots of flying fish. You'll have to pick the next person.
Balash.
Let's go. 6 weeks, last couple days, SSC08. You have to hold the microphone to your mouth,
like
otherwise
this.
It won't work.
Like this.
Like this. Give me your highlights.
The highlights. Pain.
Pain. Great answer.
But nice
surviving
rewards
the
at the end. Yeah.
Why was it painful?
No, I'm just joking, but
I guess the last
2 weeks at a different pace from older cohorts.
Yeah.
And it put a bit more stress on the...
Okay.
But it's
more
fine.
Pain
it's
in the last 2 weeks as compared to...
You're
a rare individual. You participated in the first cohort. Like, how would you contrast SSC01 with SSC08?
Actually, it's a bit similar because I think it's the most similar to SSC01.
In terms of trying to figure things out all over again?
But SSC1 was just different because everything was new, everyone was new.
Yeah.
It was no structure at all, I don't know. Since I've been on multiples, now it feels there's a rhythm to it now. So
In terms of demo day, things you saw or general projects, what were the highlights for you?
Totem.
Totem.
Yes.
Nice.
Totem.
Nice. You'll have to pick the next person.
Okay.
Oh man, that's lazy. Okay.
I do the same.
Let's go. Same question. Last couple days, 6 weeks, you were a repeat guest here as well. And, you know, more than a guest. What were your highlights for SSC08?
So my highlights were like, this time I think UI UX improved a lot.
So shout out to Zaza.
Exactly. He helped, I think, everyone. He did a workshop and also helped individual people and projects to be very, very nice.
Nice.
So very professional, yeah.
Okay, bullish on UI UX.
Exactly.
If Zaza is around.
Exactly. And that's, I think that's like the biggest part which was missing. Like the first 2 seconds impression, first impression.
Yeah.
If it looks like a console application,
normal
people would never use it.
Okay. What's give me a quick update from the Noster office?
Yeah, I think it works quite good. So some people stay there, and often in the evening or on the weekend, some people also work there. So it's nice to gather there.
The Noster office is famous for the first institution to do Quake 3 over FIPS, right?
That's true. Yeah. It was the first like LAN party over FIPS.
Yeah.
So some joined from the internet.
Yeah, it will like will be in the history books one day.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you'll have to pick the next person. Don't be lazy.
I pick Julian.
Julian. All right, I'll interrupt. I'll come back to you. Don't worry. Julian, you were chosen.
Hello, sir. I have been elected. Yes.
We are in the last couple of days.
Okay,
of week six.
I vote we throw Yo overboard. Sorry. Is that not what this is about?
Soon. But reflecting back on the last 6 weeks, what were some of your highlights? Or what surprised you? Or what did you especially like?
You know, we always said like, oh yeah, you're going to get all these ideas on the walk and whatever. But actually getting on the walk one morning and with Hazard, we just like jammed on this idea. And by midway through the walk, we were like, wait, this is actually a gigantic idea. Oh my God, this is amazing. And it totally happened. And we didn't even have to change the idea. We were right the first time and we just executed on it. And it's an amazing idea. And so it's like, you think like, oh, it's romantic. You guys go on walks and you think you have like genius ideas, but it's true. It's all true.
No, it actually works. I love the bro science explanation. Like left foot, right foot, left brain, right brain. This is how it works.
Amazing.
Like I'm convinced.
Incredible.
All right.
Yeah, man, the quality of just people around here has been pretty awesome. And I've learned so much and I'm so tired. My brain is so tired.
Oh,
I'm gonna lock myself up in my apartment and not leave and just
percolate. No people for the next like 3 months.
Yeah,
that's gonna be my agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
So give me your top three in terms of like projects and stuff you saw or ideas you heard and so on.
My top three favorite projects that I saw, this is gonna be unfair, but let's see.
That's fine, we can be unfair.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, like the things I really liked, one was Rahul built this thing where you can stream in tiles of a map of the different scales as you scroll over it.
Yeah.
So this sounds silly, but when you see it, it's like you're going to random parts of the map and zooming in fast, and the tiles of the map get streamed in a way that you are zooming into a map with like extra smooth, like perfect span into things. Mm. Much better than Google Maps or any other map you've seen. And it's this weird way where like Blossom is actually the better technology and yields the better UX, you know? And I just think that's, because if you do that worldwide for any mapping tile, it's just amazing. And you can like overlay it with all sorts of stuff. I thought this was a very, very, very cool thing. And much better than what we have otherwise. I loved seeing Zaza's UX stuff.
Oh, and like, shout out Zaza once more.
And the teaching us how to look and think about UX and how, yeah, sure, like AI helps you do some tooling better, but mostly like it gives you an ability to build websites that aren't just like, duh, the clanker made this, but that is really like riveting, engaging UX.
Yeah.
And I think that's very much awesome. And let's pick a last one. Look around here. Who's around here? Cool projects did you guys do? NFTs don't count, so Breno's out.
There's others. 5 weeks. This was just fun.
I feel like Thomas did something ridiculous. The thing that it's cool because he also doesn't get how big this is, but I do, is the FIPS email. The email FIPS thing. He says it's just like an email for your agent, right? That you register over FIPS and you get your own little emailing inbox and whatever.
Yeah.
But you can just use it as an email proxy for anything. And it just runs on FIPS, so it's this like secret kind of door where your agents get to connect that's not the internet, that they get a whole like email addressing service for them behind And I would use this as an email proxying service, like, any day. You know, I'll happily pay for it. And agents are just, like, a happy accident that they can also use it too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think this should be developed.
Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah. Awesome. It will be. It will be.
I have a notebook with, like, a whole page of things I have to follow up on after this cohort. And it's...
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Thank
Great
you.
Answers.
Thank you, Gigi.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming. You'll have to pick the next person.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I pick Breno. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay. I've been targeted.
Yes. So, same question. 6 weeks. How was it for you? Reflect back on it. What stood out? Repeat answers not allowed. You were in earshot, so it's going to be harder for you.
It's okay because I easily forget everything. So I don't even remember what he said. First question, 6 weeks, what was better for me?
Like, yeah, what surprised you about kind of sovereign engineering, the whole thing, the whole process? What surprised you in terms of projects? What were the good and the bad things? Tell me about it.
About the projects, I was kind of surprised when I came here. I heard a lot like, oh, I've been to Sovereign Engineer and it's a lot of Nostr, not so much on Bitcoin. And then I knew it was kind of broad, but I had no idea how broad it was.
Yeah.
And how deep it was. I had no idea, like, we're reinventing the whole internet infrastructure.
Yeah.
It was very, very surprising for me. Like, yeah. When my family is asking, like, so what you're doing there? Like, yeah, like, reinventing the internet from first principles, it seems like.
Yeah, that's a fair answer. That's a fair answer. But, you know, we already scoped it down because we're not starting with fix the money, fix the world. Like, we assume the money is fixed. We're not in the business of fixing the world. But I think we can fix the internet or parts of the internet. So that's the goal.
Yeah. That part was not clear on the website, but...
No, the website is very unclear, but it's like, you know, we rely on word of mouth mostly.
But it's a very worthy goal of pursuing, yeah. And I was very glad to, like, be exposed to everything. I was positively very, very much surprised.
Awesome, awesome. Give me your top three projects of, like, demo day stuff you saw.
Yeah, the memory part is the one. But I actually really like the whole Nostrology thing that Whisper is doing.
Yeah,
I actually
data science stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, I'm biased. Data science. I'm biased. He's doing data engineers, which is like the base for doing
okay.
Data science.
I retract the science part. It's data stuff. It's data stuff.
Hardcore data.
Hardcore data stuff. Yeah. Yeah. That's. Yeah. That's nice. I really like it. It's like, even because, like, Nostr is like everything is so it's very localized.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to understand what's going on over
yeah.
there. So having someone that's okay, this is more or less what's going on. I think it's very useful and it's really, really interesting project.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's not Nostr. Not the best sensor, but like FIPS is amazing
in
general. Like it's like FIPS, I know that it's been going for a while. It just didn't start right now, but it's like it was my first contact with it.
Yeah.
And
Here is FIPS, you know, staring out into the ocean, thinking about all the, you know, like vulnerability reports that are being sent in right now.
There's a.
That's Brazilian, yeah. Right, basically. All right, and number three?
Number three. Let's try to remember. I like Just Works. Yeah, his website was... I think it's a really good idea, like, especially, like, the idea overall is... really nice. It's a very nice way to build stuff, but with even like now with Zaza implementing more stuff and making it more beautiful, it's like it's becoming really amazing. I think it's
things are really, coming together, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good way to like to make onboard people.
Awesome. Okay, last question. Who should be next in terms of holding the microphone. You have to pick the next person.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
No. In the best case, outside of earshot, because I have to come up with new questions otherwise.
Okay. Okay. So, let's see. So yeah, Hazard.
Let's go. Hazard, last couple days, week 6, 8th cohort, you've been a repeat guest. Give me your highlights. Or like before I ask you that, how seasick are you right now?
None.
Okay, you're okay?
Oh yeah.
All right, good. So what were the highlights for you? I don't want you throwing up on the microphone, you know, like I have to protect my gear. That's why I'm asking.
My brain's not working right now. I'm not remembering anything. Like,
What did you work on? Give me some things that you worked on in the last 6 weeks.
Mostly kind of ridiculous demos. Let me see. The FIPS, making Pong in the web browser, then making it go over FIPS. That was interesting.
All right.
That's completely useless, but it worked. Oh, and the Nix packages, putting Nix packages on.
There we go.
Nix
there
binaries
we go.
On.
What Nix? Nix?
Yeah. Putting that on some sort of like folder structure on top of Blossom for like distribution and whatnot.
Yeah.
That was really interesting. Barely worked, but very promising. I don't remember anything else.
Was there something that surprised you? Like having gone through a couple of cohorts already, like anything that was different, anything that was better, anything that was worse?
Not really, no. The one time this time around, just was like, I had the feeling going into this, but it was, we're finally going to get things to work together. Like,
yeah,
all the pieces. There was a lot of pieces we were missing, and now we have enough to actually start connecting the dots. And we've actually started doing in like hacky demos. Start connecting things, but like actually connecting them in like a meaningful way.
Yeah. We have enough building blocks now that you can actually have fun playing with the Lego bricks and build something that resembles a thing, a castle or whatever.
Well, it's starting to look like where we want to go.
Yeah.
And not like, because a year ago we were talking about where we want to be or what type of tech we want to have.
Yeah.
And there was always missing gaps of like, well, we're gonna have something like this, but we don't know how it's gonna be made.
Yeah.
And now there doesn't seem to be many missing gaps.
Yeah.
At least not to get to where we were talking about last year.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing that was new was also Jonathan paired everyone up, and there was a week of like basically doing stuff together and like pair programming and like coming up with the thing. How was that for you?
Kind of good. Yeah, it was good.
Who really did
good
you pair up with?
Really good idea. I worked with. What did I do? I think I worked.
You're
with...
running on little sleep. We have to explain.
Yeah. No, I think I worked with Julian on the Nix packages. Maybe that was that week.
Yeah.
That was that week. Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of people really seem to like it. Like they're pairing up and kind of leaning more into collaboration type of stuff.
No, the different structures for the weeks this time was really good.
Yeah.
That was really awesome. Like one I had the most fun with was the, at least on Monday, I don't remember what happened that week, but the week the sandwich did.
Yeah.
Of like, the 1 minute demos.
Yeah.
I liked that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
you have to get serious.
Yes. Yeah. It was, you definitely couldn't do it for every single idea, but it brought up a whole bunch of different new ideas and also made the discussion after the demos a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't explain everything.
Yeah. Awesome. I like it. Yeah. Someone also brought up the idea, like, start with 6 minutes in the first week.
Yes.
And then, like,
yes.
5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes. That's, I like that. Yeah. I like that progression. All right. Who should be the next person? You have to pick.
Has Jesus gone?
Preferably out of earshot.
Oh. Ah. 600 billion?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. I hate you for that, but also thank you. Okay. I'm going to regret this, but you were chosen.
What? Why?
So, Felix, last couple days, week 6, how was Sovereign Engineering for you? I want to hear the highlights.
Well, there are a lot of highlights. Basically, it was really great. lot of cool people. What the ship now is obviously a highlight. The demos were.
We are literally shipping right now.
Yeah, and yeah, everything was great. I would say I had a good time.
Give me your top three in terms of like projects or things you saw or stuff that.
That's obvious. It's like Naplets, Hypergate, and Totem.
There we go. There we go. Sandwich wins.
Yeah, big fan of Sandwich, obviously. Had a great time with everyone.
Awesome. Any last words before you select the next person?
No. Thank you for having me. Basically.
Oh, of course. That's pleasure. Pleasure. You brought a lot of like good energy, you know. And I mean, I knew that. I knew that would happen. So, who should be next? Preferably out of earshot, but okay, I'll make an exception. Out of earshot, but it's fine. Well, we are big fans of exceptions. So, same question, 6 weeks. Looking back, reflecting about it, how was it for you?
So, for me, it was different from just a normal SEC, let's say, because it was my first SEC, and I haven't been in the Bitcoin Nostr world since, like, less than 6 months.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm going through a mindfuck anyways, and now I'm on SEC, and it's like it just
drinking
like
from the fire hose.
The dose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but it really convinced me that this is the right path. Mm. I love it. Mm. It's like I don't know what's gonna happen from my life from now on, but I know that this is the right path. I, to an extent, have found my people, and that is the craziest discovery for me.
So you've been properly radicalized now.
Yeah,
you joined the cult.
So you can say that.
All right, we'll have robes next year.
Oh, I look forward to it. Yeah, I'll start chanting the prayers. Yeah.
All right. What were the top three things for you? Like, it doesn't have to be projects. Also, kind of, you know, interactions or things that happened in the last 6 weeks.
I mean, I gotta vouch for eCash, man. I mean, there's been so many eCash projects, and starting the first week with my housemate doing granola was like already like holy shit, eCash is capable of so much more than I thought.
Yeah,
it's, you know, it has its own properties and trade-offs and everything like that, but the things that it enables is crazy.
Yeah.
Like anyone can be a bank.
Yeah,
that's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
So that was, and again, there's not a specific demo. I mean, there's lots of specific demos that were part of this. Naplets for sure, but I'm looking to see how that solidifies in the outside world to some extent.
Yeah.
And then SEC itself, that's the third thing. It's like I'm understanding that SEC was designed a very specific way to achieve a specific outcome, and I'm still trying to understand how that affects all the people who took part in it. Mm. I think that's a pretty... And you know, as somebody who might be interested in community building and all this kind of stuff, it's very interesting from an observations point of view. But I actually look forward really a lot to seeing the last demos that come out this week.
Yeah,
I think everyone's going to double their effort. It's going to be interesting.
Me too. Awesome. Yeah. Those were awesome answers. Thanks for all that.
Thanks,
you'll have to pick the next person.
Oh, man. Okay. I picked you.
All right. So, on this boat trip, what were the top three things that you saw?
Well, seeing the whales.
Seeing the whales.
Swimming.
Jumping from the boat.
Yeah. I don't know then.
How was the cake?
It was good.
Was good as well?
Yeah.
Those are fantastic top threes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Any last words before you pick the next person?
No.
Be this guy. Just say Jesus. All right, Jesus, you were chosen. You are the chosen one.
I've been chosen.
You are the chosen one.
Fucking hell, yeah. Let's go.
All right, last couple days. Looking back at the... You're still the captain, so first of all, oh, captain, my captain. Last 6 weeks, how was it for you? You are the... you're Jesus, after all. I have to give a proper intro. You're the person... who spent the most time at Sovereign Engineering out of all the people in the world.
It's crazy.
Out of all the people in the world. More than me, definitely more than Pablo.
I mean, yeah.
No, more than me. I was absent like a couple of weeks and so on.
It's
you are the number one, Jesus number one.
Wow.
Like top
top participant. Like, you are sovereign engineering.
And that's
how it is. You know.
I feel flattered.
Yeah. And so, how was it for you this one? And what were some of the highlights that you want to talk about?
I haven't been able to participate the whole thing. I have been just here for 3 weeks, but so far have been amazing. Like, I meet with friends, old friends, and I think that the highlight for me this cohort was Totem, because you know, Totem was something that we discussed during the third cohort, and now we are in the eighth cohort, and now it's something. It's tangible.
It came back from the dead. Exactly. Totem was revived.
I mean, to be honest, never dead.
What is dead will never die.
To be honest, it was like an exploration phase.
Yeah.
And now that we have FIPS, we have Naplets and this kind of architecture where you can basically have a kernel, runtimes and so on, was perfect, like at the right time to build it. And now it's real.
Yeah. Awesome.
Totems are alive.
Awesome. Next person, who should be it?
You.
Me?
Hey, Gigi.
Oh my god. All right.
You are the creator of this. And it's amazing to have you here. So, how does it feel for you to...
Yeah, I'm glad that I was able to make it. So, we are on the happy path. The happy path for me for this board was being able to participate in the first week and maybe being able to participate in the last week.
And you are here. That's
so
amazing.
The happy path worked out. You know, like it, there is the saying of like a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. And so, you know, like you shouldn't wish for a smooth sea. So, and my wish was granted. I had some rough seas.
There's a lot of wisdom in that word.
And I'm very glad that sovereign engineering is like thriving, even when I'm not here most of the time.
Okay, you tell me that. I have been participating in all of them, and every time there is new people, new ideas. Yeah. Every time it's so intense.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, no, it's working, and as long as it keeps working, we're gonna keep doing it. And I'm glad that new people are coming in.
That's amazing.
Like fantastic people also, like Jonathan and so on.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad that we have lots of repeat participants. Like that's a really good mix. Like it's a good signal from both sides. I'm glad that it's still evolving, you know, like and lots of people have like new ideas.
Yeah.
And I think now is the right time to, you know, like get it global. Like there is no global, but that soon will be, you know, like sovereign engineering global will be a thing.
Local global.
And exactly, local global. And we'll branch out and try some run some different experiments. Like that's the plan. And kind of, yeah, see where we can take it next. And we'll obviously remain in Madeira and do the 6 week thing or some variant of it. But we are currently thinking about like doing a, you know, like 5 days on the mountain hut kind of idea or whatever. Like Sandwich is gonna do 3 months in the jungle, so 3 months in Vietnam, that's gonna be interesting as well.
Let's
see who signs up.
Great idea.
It might be less.
We'll see, you know, like it might self-terminate.
Yeah. With three people it was feasible, but yeah.
We'll see how it goes. So it's the exploration is going on, and then that's what I like as well. And again, like it keeps working, and as long as it keeps working, we're just gonna continue, and like new awesome stuff comes out of it, and that's to me like the main reason of doing it. Like
that's,
to build
that's
more cool shit.
Truth. Yeah. That's the finished truth. So thank you so much. And now pick the next one.
Me?
Sandwich.
Very easy. I don't want to walk too far. All right. So Naplets was mentioned like a gazillion times.
Yeah.
Totem was mentioned.
Correct.
So you are not allowed to name those two outside of Naplets and Totem. What were some of the highlights for you?
Seeing everyone again.
Yeah. Something that has you excited on the project side.
Yeah, just seeing everyone adopt all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's really magical. It's really great to see.
Yeah. No, I'm glad that the Naplet stuff kicked off, because when we talked in the first week, it was still kind of, you know, like pre-Naplet explosion in some sense.
Yeah.
and now, you know, like everyone and the dog has built like 15 applets. You know, life in a couple clients and so on. That's really cool.
Yeah, and there's people making them outside of the cohort too.
Yeah.
Just random people.
What a difference 6 weeks makes, you know? Like, different world now.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. What's next for you? Talk to me about Vietnam a little bit.
Well, it was just ad hoc. It was just three of us wanting to come together and go to Vietnam.
Yeah.
And live together and build.
Yeah, we'll have to find the right, you know, name and flag for it and so on. But I think it's a good idea.
It needs a pilot for sure.
Yeah.
A controlled pilot.
That's the pilot program.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like SSC01 all over again. Throwing the guinea pigs through the meat grinder kind of idea. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. What's the time frame on that? Like the
winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so November to February's kind of thing. Alright. Awesome. You'll have to pick the next person.
Balash.
No, we already had him. Yeah, the pool is shrinking.
Whisper.
There is still balloon bomb. There's balloon bomb. Whisper is good. Whisper is good. No, we had him. All right.
Full circle.
I told you I would come back.
Full circle.
I told you I would come back.
I'm glad.
So, I'll pull the same trick that I just did with Sandwich. What were some highlights for you of the last 6 weeks, both in terms of projects, just and in terms of like general things that happened? And you're not allowed to mention Naplets or Totem.
Okay, easy.
Easy.
I'll tell you one area where a vast horizon opened to me, and I'm still, the implications are yet to play out in my head, but, and I'm getting like goosebumps just thinking about this, because I think this is profound, and it's Cashew, and it's thanks to this guy, honestly, Breno. Because
NFTs.
not NFTs, but specifically. But the fact that what he demonstrated through several projects over several weeks is the extent to which the primitive is flexible. You know, the proofs that you're working with, and the kind of things that you can build with it. So it's just. Yeah, so I will be spending more time just going deep on Cashew, for sure.
Nice.
So this is 100%. I have like a program of work mapped out for myself, including my travel schedule. So there's like things that are connecting in my head. And lost my train of thought.
So that was number one. Give me number two and number three, if you have it.
So obviously, I mean, I went pretty deep on my thing, because like I said, astrology, right? And not to shill it too much, but it was new, you know? Like I stood the whole thing up 2 weeks before the cohort.
Yeah.
And, but then it just kept snowballing on me, honestly.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was not like I was trying to build this, one centralized thing. It's because I have done the legwork of the infrastructure where, and then it was just snowballing me. Okay,
now I can add this,
and just today while you were talking, the whiteboard session we had,
yeah,
I had like one thing that clicked in my head I'm like itching to do now, and I don't know. I mean, I picture it already. So it's like it's one step away or a couple of sessions with clankers away from being materialized.
Awesome.
I can just picture it. But again, it's like, okay, this is going to be like another thing that it kind of makes sense to surface on astrology. But then at the same time, I'm thinking there are pieces to it that are just like Nostr native, where you can swap certain things out. So. Like I'm mindful that it's like I don't want to create this thing where just go to dub Nostral or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's deep, and it's I have the pieces that I can add to this.
Anyway, awesome.
So that was so like a lot of headspace
that was a big piece.
Went into this. So like I would, even though it's mine, I would still put it like number two, and then the third thing that I wish there was more time. is that I would have gone into is the whole idea of sovereign intelligence.
Okay.
Is the theme.
Okay. Yeah. So running models inside TEs and kind of self-hosting.
Everything. So it's starting from being able to take any model from any provider and evaluate it in an attestable way against a set of evals.
Yeah.
And just have a full chain of attestation as to how it does on specific topics, specific evals, how it performs. So that's like one part of the stack. And I think this goes deep all the way to the point where ideally I would like us to see open weight models that we as a community, like Freedom Tech people, that we have trained end to fucking end.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Starting from, this is the data corpus that went into the pre-training run. These are the evals that we're running on this. This is what we did with reinforcement learning. And this is how we actually did the training run, or maybe we figure out how to do training runs in a distributed fashion. You know? Like literally you run a little SETI at home little thing on your GPU, but there are thousands of people like us.
Yeah.
And this thing, you know, we don't. Anyway, it gets into the area of maybe like more like slightly academic. Anyway, there's like
it's a hard problem. It's a very hard problem. That's why right now the easy solution is you raise a couple billion or trillion dollars and you just do it in one go.
Hard problem, but also what gives me confidence is that I come from the, you know, quote unquote big data background.
Yeah.
And the big breakthrough was that there's more data that you can fit on one box to do whatever with the data. So the big breakthrough was kind of divide and conquer. You partition the problem and then you run calculations in a vastly distributed fashion and then you combine and you iterate. So that that has been proven time and again. So I think this general approach applies in this area.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, like you already mentioned SETI at home.
Yeah,
there's
also,
you know, protein folding at home, like all those kind of things. And so, that would be one direction.
So I think I think this may be one of the more profound things that I'm taking with me. And
awesome.
I still need to sit down and think this through.
Yeah. I mean,
am I fucking crazy?
No,
I don't think so.
But the way I like to describe it is like you have the 6 weeks of like fire hose, and then you just need to calm down and like everything needs to compost, you know, and then you'll see what comes out of the compost of your brain after the dust has settled. But yeah, I love those answers. So that was great. Your job is now to pick the next person that I didn't talk to yet. And I'm already forgetting who I talked to. So it's going to be a hard challenge.
Maxime.
Say again?
Maxime.
All right.
He's
where is he?
He's right there.
There we go. We already talked.
Oh, you talked. All
right. Next one.
600 billion.
We already talked.
Brenna, you talked.
Still left. Yeah, okay. Balloon guy.
Yeah.
Okay, balloon boy. You were chosen. Balloon boy, you're the chosen one now. So, last 6 weeks, you have to speak into the microphone. There is no opting out. No, you decline? All right. You have to point to the next person. All right, he just walked away. I'll catch him. No, he's running away. He's running away. You're not getting away from me.
All right.
You're next.
I tried.
hiding in the dark. Hiding in the dark. I'll be gentle. 2 minutes.
Sure, no worries.
Yeah, just
no worries.
Week six, you came in at half point.
Right.
You've been leading one of the weeks.
Yeah, I did week five.
So how was it for you? Give me some of your highlights, personal highlights of this cohort.
Well, this is my second time, so this was an opportunity to see a lot of faces that came back, met some new people. I continue to believe that the kids are all right.
I don't know how the mic does with this.
We'll have to wait. For the Portuguese speakers, this will be a treat. For everyone else, not so much.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Humans, we are now arriving at the airport. For your safety, please remain seated until the boat has completely stopped. When it's safe for you to leave the boat, the crew will let you know. Thank you for coming with us. We hope to see you again. Have a great day. Obrigado.
All right. Obrigado. Fantastic. Yeah. Continue.
So it's clear, you know, that, you know, this cohort was a little different because people, you know, it was a little bit more freeform, a little bit less focused on a particular area. You know, in SEC07, it was all network focused.
Yes.
This one's a little bit more kind of roll your own sort of thing. But it was good to see people come together in week five. You know, the focus I kind of wanted to introduce to people was a little bit more on the collaborative side.
Yeah.
And people really stepped up to it.
You really liked it. Like, I've heard it
multiple times. Everybody put in the effort to, you know, go with the flow and do this pairing off, especially, you know, announcing ahead of time what their demos are going to be 3 days in advance. Everybody rolled with it and did a great job. I was very happy to see that. And it sort of leaves me, I mean, I'm still sort of coming back into this community after quite a long time away. And I'm very happy to see that the future of Freedom Tech is in good hands.
Awesome. I think that's a very worthy sentence to end on, and we're running into harbor. Okay. So I'll just hug you, I won't hug everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks for being back, thanks for indulging me. Yeah. Any last words, yo?
We have reached a point where we have enough primitives and tools and collaboration possibilities that we can actually build something that is usable and infrastructure level stuff, and we need to get together and focus and build it, pipe things together, because we have everything that we wanted a year back, 2 years back, but now we actually do
have
it.
Now's the time. Now's the time. If all that's music to your ears, send a DM to yo, not to me, to yo, or to Sovereign Engineering,
if you can find
someone.
Me.
Reach out. No, but like I mentioned it once or twice, we wanna do more stuff. We wanna do different kinds of formats. We wanna involve more graybeards. We wanna involve some of more young people, and like Sovereign Engineering is gonna evolve, and we'll run some different experiments and see what works and what doesn't. We'll continue to do this for sure, and yeah, we'll hope to branch out a little bit and reach out to some of the, you know, existing communities, like Local First, Mesh Network people, just general hacker people, and like people that were rug pulled a lot. Like,
yeah,
that's our people.
Yeah.
If you were debanked 5 times in a row, like, come talk to us.
Yeah. Any ideas? Yeah. Send a DM.
All right, fantastic. One more hug. And then I'll have to find my phone again to actually press stop. But it's somewhere. It's somewhere on the boat. It's somewhere on the boat. We'll talk.
Yes.
Tomorrow or something?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. We'll talk. Oh no, I'm actually gonna do this. So, okay. First time for you as well.
Yes.
Same question as everyone else. Looking back at the last 6 weeks, how was it for you? And you didn't do the full thing. Yeah. So how was it for you? How was the experience for you? And what were like your top three highlights?
Yeah. So I was just here the second half of the cohort, invited by y'all. So
nice.
Quite cool to just get the opportunity to meet all of the people who are building all of the technology that I then use just in my applications and actually try to apply them.
What were some of the things that impressed you? Like what was something that was new for you, or that kind of still sticks in your mind?
I think FIPS for just or how groundbreaking and just a new paradigm FIPS might be, and how much it could change in the future. But in general, the whole NOSTA ecosystem, I mean, of course I knew before that it's more than just a new or decentralized social media, but how much actually, or how disrupting this technology can be in different areas is just quite mind-blowing. And
okay, so that was a surprise. What's next for you? What are you gonna work on the next couple of weeks? Anything that pops up when I ask this question?
Yeah, I mean, just improving my climbing app that I work on, and maybe using also, so I had a POC working last week with Julian to actually have a local FIPS mesh for climbing on a board, so all climbers on a board are just connected. And I want to make this stable and useful, and yeah, just.
All right. Yeah. All right. Awesome. And I'll do Rahul as well. 2 minutes sure, while we're docking.
Yes.
Hello. So, what were the highlights from your perspective? You're here for the.
Yes.
Third
the first time.
Time. Second time. One. That's right. The first time.
The first time.
So what were some highlights for you for this cohort?
I think. Naplets.
Naplets. Just continue.
Naplets were actually like the biggest highlights. Like I think it is groundbreaking. Like FIPS was last cohort, and I see it. It's pretty interesting. Also, like I think a lot of the demos that I saw, like the Rage of Empires by G, like I actually didn't get it at first. Like you know, you decompile a binary and just like rebuild it from scratch, just reverse engineer a binary. I didn't get it at first. I thought it was dumb, but like after a few days I got it. It is actually, yeah.
He's not as dumb as he comes across.
No. yeah. No, it's actually mind blowing. I think we can reverse engineer so many of the applications from the last generation. So yeah.
Awesome. And yeah, I have your brain to pick on some of the things, but it will take more than 2 minutes. Yeah, so yeah. I'll just ask, what's next for you? What's some things that you want to work on or something that intrigues you that's related to this cohort?
Oh, maplets. Yeah. So I built maplets with the Naplets, where just like maps on Blossom, everything's on Noster.
Yeah.
I want to build this. We want to go to different places in the world, like Vietnam, Thailand, and we map the world on Noster. So
Awesome. Let's end on this while we're docking.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm glad you made it here for the first time. Hope to see you again one day.